also they should eat also. Trashi the kinyan kaspahi for your chelas the batera for your the boyalo the shavichalal ochlo. Now up until the kind of suadaka lives with his wife, up until then she's not a chalolo. So the ma'aseh she should be able to eat truma. Gemara says no. Mimai, what's your proof? Dilma maybe. Ad kan loy kamri Reb Lezer Reb Shimon Hassan. When does Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon say now Mishnah that his wife is allowed to eat truma? Ela diyesh to lahachav amokim achar. Because what are we talking about there? The kohen is a good kohen. The kohen's a normal kohen. What is he doing wrong? He's marrying a gerusha. So he's saying now, this kohen, if he would marry a different wife, he would be Michael's wife to truma. So the kohen has the right to be Michael to let his wife eat truma. Therefore, Reb Lezer Sherman says, now that he married a gerusha, but up until he lives with her, she's not a chalala, she's still allowed to eat truma. But over here, we're talking about that the kohen is a p'tzua daka. This kohen cannot marry any isha. Is the aimer lahachav amokamacher? Nobody could marry. He can't be Michael any wife. Any wife he gets married to when he lives with her should become a chalala. So maybe loy, maybe here Reb Lezer Shimon also agrees that his wife cannot eat truma. Trashi hocha aimer lahachav amokamacher. Shein locha isha shumateres loy. If the person is a p'tzua daka, something wrong with his eidor, is crushed over there, that he can't have children, so Torah asks him he can't marry into kahal. So he can't have any wife. So Bazoi can't be Michael any wife. So maybe here also he still can't be Michael's wife with truma. The chitayna, maybe you tell me no. Hochinami yeshto lahacha babaz gerim. I'll give you a case that he could get married. Even though the kohen is a p'tzua daka, he's allowed to marry the daughter of a ger. Because we're going according to Man D'Yom that holds that a baz gerim is not called a kal. The Torah says, Lo Yovei P'tzua Daka B'Kal Hashem. He can't marry into Kal, means Klal Yisrael. Shalom, who's called Klal Yisrael? Some on the Yom hold that a Bas Ger is not called Klal Yisrael. So therefore, P'tzua Daka is allowed to marry the daughter of a Ger. She's a Jew. And Lamais, if this Kohen now marries the Bas Ger, she'll be allowed to eat Trumer also. Because since he's a Kosher Kohen, he didn't lose his Kedusha. He has Kedusha's Kohen. He's a Ladi Truma. The fact is that P'tzua Daka only stops him from marrying a regular Bas Yisrael. But if he marries the Bas Ger, he could be Michael her. She will be able to eat Truma. So B'zoi here also, since there's a case that the P'tzua Daka could let his wife eat Truma, maybe now a case where he marries a Bas Yisrael, up until they have beer together, maybe also his wife should eat Truma, like Reb Lezer and Shimon and now Mishnah. Rashi says, the Bas Gerim, Tiksova Kahal Gerim Liukri Kal. Regarding now the Kal of Gerim, a Ger is not called the Chelik of Klal Yisrael, it's not called Kahal. V'yeinu Bechlal Lo Yovei P'tzua Daka. It's not Bechlal the law, the Torah only says, the P'tzua Daka cannot marry into Kahal. For Nosea Beheter. Therefore, he's allowed to marry the daughter of a Ger, or a Ger himself, or a Gioris. He could marry a Gioris. Or Ma'achila Truma. And when he marries a Gioris, she'll be able to eat truma. So Gemara says no. Rabbi Yechonon asked this question to Rabbi Yishia. V'loy poshet lei. Rabbi Yishia did not answer him. So he's not the drash le poshet lei. E maichel betruma lei. This was the question Rabbi Yechonon asked Rabbi Yishia. What's going to be if a psua daka koyin marries a gyeris, marries a ger, could he be maichel with truma or not? And he didn't answer. So Mashmah the Tzatis say that no, he can't be maichel. If so, then according to Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon, it could be a p'tzua daka, she is never Michael's wife. So even where he was a Mekadish, and Isha was Kedushin, maybe still she can't eat. So Mar says like this. Abaye Omar Abaye says a swear like this. Itma, we learned like this. So Rashi learns, Mishnuya Kushin also. Abaye, we want to give answers now to say that we first said is right. That this child of a p'tzua daka got married to a Bas Yisrael is told in the machlokes from Meir and Reb Lezer Reb Shimon and our Mishnah. So Abaye answers like this: Abaye Rama Hoyla Machila Belo Yediyah. There is a case that a p'tzua daka could let his wife eat truma. Belo Yediyah, in a case where he did not know he's a p'tzua daka yet. Rashi says Hoyla Machila Belo Yediyah. Hoy Nosui Koyin Eisha. Let's say a koyin, a normal koyin, got married. The loch is mechalas betruma. Even if she's a Bas Yisrael, she's Ladi Truma. Now, Vanasa P'tzua Daka, let's say the Kohen became a P'tzua Daka, Ubola, and afterwards he lives with his wife. The din is Laisaycha B'Truma. Now, she's not Ladi Truma anymore. The Shavya Chalala, she became a Chalala now. The Nivalala Pasala, she's living with somebody that's also to her. A P'tzua Daka, if her husband becomes a P'tzua Daka, he's not allowed to live with his wife anymore. He has to give her a get. So if Elizabeth so she becomes a chalala. Now v'yim lo yoda. Let's say the man, the kohen, did not realize. He didn't know he became a ptur daka. Mishinasa ptur daka. Harezu echelis. Halacha is kol zman he does not realize it. She is still a lari truma. Mishni v'perikorul. So Alma, what do we see? Mitzino ptur daka kohen ma'achal b'makam acher. There is a case that even though the ma'isa, the kohen, is a ptur daka, still his wife could eat truma because of him. That's in a case where he does not realize it yet. So if he does not realize it yet, midiraisa, his wife is lari truma. Hilkach, therefore, by holds, the kedusha yaveir nami maichel kol zman shliyasa chalala. Therefore, even though we know that he's a psua daka ready, and he married a bas Yisrael, lamaisa, according to Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, she would be lari truma, yeah, up until they have beer together. So that's a bias teretz. That a psua daka, there is a case that he could be maichel, his wife. Rav Amar Rav says another case. Let's say a kohen of psua daka. Now, he's not allowed to get married, true. So we're not talking about him getting married. Let's say he has a shivchi kananis, or he has nevet kanani. The halacha is a kinyan kaspa even of a kohen is also ladi truma. The kohen's evet or the kohen's shivcha is a ladi truma because of the kohen. So therefore, this psua daka has a way that he could be michael other people with truma. He could be michael his own evet or his own shivcha. Therefore, now that he got married to an Isha, Kol Zman he did not live with her, he did not make her into a chalala, according to Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon, she would be able to eat truma. Like we started off saying, it's Tolu no Machloikes, Reb Lezer and Reb Meir and Amishna. Now, the Gemara says like this, Abaye lo yom karova, Abaye did not want to answer like Rava says, that the fact is that he could be Michael his own Evid and Shivcha, because he holds Kinyan the Ishus. We only learn out if the psua daka could feed his wife. A kinyan of ishus. If he got married to a wife, there's a lot of feed her. But truma, then he could stay here also. We could feed his wife with truma. For lo yafina kinyan the ishus, me kinyan the avodim. But he can't bring any proof to the fact that a kohen is a lot of feed his own effort, his own shivcha. That's a different type of halacha. That's kinyan kasboy. That's a different type of a kasboy. If you own an evid or a shivcha, the Torah says true, you could feed them truma. But we're talking about now if you get married to a wife. So we have a kasha, if there's no wife that you could feed her with truma. Because whenever a psua daka lives with his wife, she becomes a chalala, so then Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon won't agree that she could eat truma. So that's why Abaye did not like Rav's pshat. You can't bring a proof from Shvachos v'Avodov, that's a different type of a kinyan. For Rav now, Rav, he brought the proof from Avodim. He said, yes, you could bring a proof from a kinyan Avdus or kinyan Ishus. But why didn't Rav want to learn like Abaye? For Rav lo yom like Abaye, koshani hosom shekvar ochlo. Abaye holds over there, it's different. There the case was the kohen first was a normal kohen, and he got married to a normal wife. So Avada then, they were allowed to eat truma. Later he became psua daka. So Abaye says, well, there you can't bring any proof, because there at the beginning they were eating truma of a heter. Mashenki, now the case here is that the psua daka first gets married, he's not Michael of a truma, so maybe he can't be Michael now, but Shas Kedushin either. Over there they were eating before the heter, so you can't bring any proof. Mora says via Abaya, and that's why Rava didn't like Abaya's pshat. So Mora of Abaya, Shekhar Ochla Leyamrinan. Abaya said, that's no svara, so what if she once was once eating? But we're talking about right now when it became Suadaka. Dilo Temach, if you're not going to agree to me that the fact she once ate means nothing to what happens now, if so, Bas Yisrael. Shenisas Lekoyim. What happens to regular Bas Yisrael that got married to a Koyim? The Loch Rish is Ladi Truma. Calls them and they're married together. Midiraisa right after Kedushin, Midirabonin after Nesuyin, she's Ladi Truma. Now what about Umis? Now that the husband, let's say the husband dies. So Allah is Midiraisa, when the husband dies, she can't eat Truma anymore. She's not an Ashes Kohen anymore. She's not a Bas Kohen, she's a Bas Yisrael. She can't eat Truma anymore. So Abaye asked Rav, if you tell me a svar that since she once ate, that's a svar she can still eat. Is Teichel? In this case, she should also be allowed to continue eat truma. Shekvar Ochla, since she once ate truma. Elamai instead of smell svara. Once the kohen dies, now she's not an anxious kohen, she can't eat truma anymore. We don't care from the fact that she once ate. In other words, you have to have a heter every second to be able to eat truma. It's not enough that you once had the heter. So mainly here, since after the kohen became a psua daka, and he did not realize it, still his wife is allowed to eat because of him, it is called a psua daka could be Michael, his wife. For Rava, what's Rava's teretz? How could Rava say this vachek for Ochla? Says a posh v'chilik. Hosom poka kinyona. When the husband dies, when the kohen dies, pshita she can't eat truma anymore. Because the other svara is poka kinyona. She's not an eshes kohen anymore. Her husband died, pshita she can't eat truma. But over here we're talking about what happened. The kohen married a regal isha. And then the kohen became a psuadaka. So even after he became a psuadaka, he's still married to her. So there Rava says he can't bring me any proof. Since he's still married to her, so you know why she's Ladi Truma there? Because since at the beginning they were married normally, and then she was Ladi Truma, so Pshita calls them on their marriage, she's still Ladi Truma. So you can't bring me a right that a Psuadaka could be Michael's wife, in a case where he already started to be Michael before, when he was a normal person. So kids, that's the way Abayev Rava both from one answer, that the Halacha was saying, where a Kohen of Psuadaka marries a regular Bas Yisrael, could he be Michael's wife with Truma or not, is up until they have Bia, is telling the Machlokes now Mishnah, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lezer. According to Rabbi Meir, she cannot eat Truma, because it's called a Svara, she's Mishtameris Labia Psula, she cannot eat Truma. According to Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, even though she's a Mishtameris, means she's Oymit to have Nesuyin, and then the Bia will be a Bias Isser, and then she'll become a Chlola. But up until they had Bia, until they lived together, just after Kedushin, she is allowed to eat Truma. Kufa, above we learned, Boy Menei Rabbi Yechonim Rabbi Shia. Rabbi Yechon Yesha Shalom from Rabbi Shia. Petsuwa Daka Koyin. She Nosa Bas Gerim Mal Shiachlena Betruma. If a Koyin that's a Petsuwa Daka, he got married to a Bas Gerim, to a daughter of a Ger, can she eat Truma or not? And Ishtik Loyamalev Lamidi, Rabbi Shia did not answer back. He lied by Kashi, did not know what to say. Tamar says, L'seif at the end, Osa Gavra Rabach Rina, another great person came in front of Rabbi Shia, O boy, mina milsach riti. O poshet lei. He asked him another shaila, and this shaila Rabbi Shimon was able to answer. O mani Rish Lakish, who was the second great person? Rish Lakish came to ask another question from Rabbi Shimon. Here, Rabbi Shimon was able to answer him. So amalei Rabbi Yudin nesila Rabbi Shia. Otu Rabbi Yechon and lav gaber rabu. Like Yimashim is saying now, a gaber rabu came. Rabbi Rish Lakish. I before Rabbi Yechon, he asked a different shaila. He is also a great person. O amalei Rabbi Shimon went to say it like this. The Kaboyi Minoy Milsa, the last Lapasri. He asked me a question, I don't have an answer to him. So I said about Rabbi Yechon, he didn't talk about like he was a great person. Of course, like he was embarrassed a little bit, he couldn't answer him back. But to Rish Lakish, he was able to answer him back. So to him, like you said, a great person came to me, and I was able to answer him back. But last Lapasri, Pasha means that the Rashi says, Shein Yadei Laparsha, Laparsha. Like a Rabbi Yechon did not know how to answer this question. Like we were saying. And that's where Moshe didn't know the answer. What's the halacha if a Psuadaka marries a Bas Ger? Is he Michael of a Truma or not? Now the Gemara says, Laman, who is that shaila according to? Ela Rabbi Yehuda, if it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shita, Ela Rabbi Yehuda, Bein Bikdusho Sekoi, whether you want to tell me your kohen that's a Psuadaka still has Kedusha on him, which means he's not allowed to marry any Psulim, Bein La Bikdusho Sekoi, whether you want to say, since the Kohen became Psuadaka, he has no more Psulim, he has no more Isurim not to marry Psulim. Maybe he's allowed to marry Chalola. Maybe since the Kohen became Psuadaka, he lost his Kedusha. And really, that's a Shaila. The Rashi says like this, Lekamon, Lemanil Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi says, Ashasu de Kaboilo. Meforesh Biyot Latseifa. Poshta. Says like this now. Yeah. Rashi's Bein B'dushav Zekoi. Lekam Perek Haro, later in the Gemara, it'll be a Shaila, Mi Boilon. Later it's a Shaila in the Gemara, Koyim Ptsuadaka. Mal B'Giyuris. Is a Koyim that's a Ptsuadaka, Latimeri B'Giyuris. One story is B'dushav Zekoi V'yosa. That a Ptsuadaka still has Kedushas Kun on him, and he's not Latimeri B'Giyuris. Just like a regular Koyim can't marry a B'Giyuris, who would then a Koyim Ptsuadaka also can't marry him. For Ocha Rashi says, Bein Budjusasi Koi means Koin Anasa Psuadaka. Bein Budjusasi Koin Koi. Vyasa Bechol Hasuras Lakuna. Bein Lav Budjusasi Koi. Vyena Muslim Alisi Shapakumul Yochlo. Even though what? That he's not Muzer. Still, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he will not be Meichlo. Lo Yochlo. Why? The Mura says like this. If you want to tell him the man the Yama, a Kohen Psuadaka has Kedushas Kuna, that he is not allowed to marry any Psulim, so then Pshita lo Yochlo, then Pshita he can't marry her. Do Amar, Baz Ger Zohar, Kabaz Cholo Zohar. Yabi Yehuda Shita is that a Baz Ger is like a Chololo. that she's also to a kohen can't marry her. Therefore, Lamaisa, since she's possible to a kuna, therefore she can't eat truma. Now, Elab Udishosi Koi, if you want to tell me, since the kohen is a psua daka, he does not have the surim not to marry a chalala, maybe he's allowed to marry a chalala. I'll tell you, still a yochla, still his wife can't eat truma. Why? To Amrinu, we said, kahal gerim mikri kal. Because he holds of Yudhishitra that the kahal gerim is called a kahal. Gerim is also called a chelik of the kahal. Kahal Hashem. Therefore, kohen is not allowed to marry her. See, even though he's allowed to marry the other psulim, but he's a psua daka. He can't marry into kahal. Therefore, pshiti can't be Michael's wife, tichuma. Since Lamaista is called the Biafisa. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Pshita Shikini Truma. Elamai Vida Rabbi Yosi, if you want to say Rabbi Yechlin Shiloh was according to Rabbi Yosi Shita, it's also Poshit, that Dein B'Kishosi Koi, where the Rekoyim Psua Daka does have this Kedusha, that he can't marry any Psulim, Dein La B'Kishosi Koi, whether he does not have the Kedusha, that he is allowed to marry the Psulim Tekuna. Hatay Ochlo, according to Rabbi Yosi, the Kohen could be Michael's wife, if she's a Bas Ger, she is Lari Truma. Why? Because Shosei Koi Ko'ochlo, if you hold that a Psua Daka has Kedusha, that even though he's married to a Bas Ger, she's Lari Truma. Why? To Omar, because Rabbi Yosi Shita is, Av Ger, Shenosa Gyeris, Bito Ekshar Lakuna. Rabbi Yosi Shita is, that if the father, the parents, was a Ger and a Gyeris, when they have children now, yesterday, they're Megayir, they're Mutter to a Kuna. They don't hold the Bas is a Chalola. They hold the Bita is Ksheir Lakuna. So, Manasha, according to Rav Yosi, then, when the Kain marries the daughter of a Giyaris, she's Mutter, so Abad is Meichla Lakuna. And also, we soon see he holds Kal Gerim, Lo Yikre Kal. So, therefore, there's no Issa for Psua Daka to marry a Bas Ger. So Monashuk, Als is Din Kuna, he's allowed to marry her. Als the Din Psua Daka also is allowed to marry her. Like it says now, Elab Jose Koy, Elamaiwat, the Kayin, does not have Kedusha's Kuna that much that he's not also to the Psulim. Still Ochlo, but he is enough of a Kayin to eat Truma. And he could also be Michael's wife for Truma. And here his wife would eat Truma. Why? To Omer Rabbi Yosi Shita is, Kahal Gerim Lo Yikre Kal. When the Ger is Mizgayer, true is Israel now, Israelis, but they're not Bechlal Kahal. They're not called Kal Hashem. Therefore, the Avera Psua Daka, it only says, La Yovei Psua Daka B'Kal Hashem. He can't marry regular Bas Yisrael. But a Bas Ger is allowed to marry. See, according to Rabbi Yosi, this Kohen, when he got married to the Bas Ger, it was Mutter. So since he's allowed to eat Truma still, Havad, we can let his wife eat Truma also. That's not Shadow like. Who was the Yechon Shadow according to? According to Rabbi Yehuda, Pshita, she cannot eat Truma. According to Rabbi Yosi, Pshita, she could eat Truma. So where was this big Shadow according to? Tumor says, El Ali Budai Tana. Rabbi Yechon asked the Shadow according to this Tana. The Tanan, Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov Oimer, Isha Bas Gerim, the daughter of a Bas Ger, Loitinosa Lakuna, she's talking not let her marry a Kain, Loitinosa Lakuna, Achete Ima Mi Yisrael, unless the mother has to be from a Yisrael. Master, if the mother is from a Yisrael, then it's okay. But if the mother is a Bas, if the mother is a Gyeris, the mindset that the daughter is also a Tukuna. This is our Shalat now. And the Shalat Taker is where the mother is a Bas Yisrael, just the father was a Ger. What's the Locha? This is the Shalat. Locha Kumiboyle. Ksherus meets Sosesif is what she's adding. Rashi says, Ksherus Itusiv Bo. It means Ruya Lakuna. V'lav kedusha lakruya kahal, or materas lapsua daka, v'yachelas amonashach. There's, what happened now? The mother is a Bas Yisrael, but the father was a Ger. So what happened to this kid now? One pshat is ksheris misoysev bo, that the kid gets a ding ksherim on him, and therefore v'yachla, lamaisa, she's not called a kahal, so therefore psua daka is allowed to marry her. And Mela, she's mutter to a kunru also, because the mother was a Bas Yisrael, and the father was a Ger, and they had a daughter now. So according to Elazar ben Yaakov, there's no Issa Kuna. The Kohen's allowed to marry her, since the mother was... So that's the question over here. That according to Elazar ben Yaakov, what happens to the kid? Is the kid now become a Kahal Hashem or not? One pshat is ksheris metusav bo, that's all, that the kid becomes kosher, but he's not called kal Hashem yet, the yochla. Therefore, the kohen, the psua daka, is allowed to marry her. Or Dilma, maybe no. Kedusha mitusasav bo. Maybe what she's adding on to, what she has Kedusha now, she has a shame kahal Hashem. V'lo yochlo. And then the kohen is not, then a kohen at the psuma daka can't live with her. A regular kohen avad is allowed to marry her, according to Blaz ben Yaakov. Since Lemaisa, her mother was a Bas Yisrael, so she's not psuma takuna. So if the husband, a regular kohen, would marry her, pshita she could eat truma. Now the shaluru, since the kohen is a psuma daka, see if she has now kudushas kal Yisrael, a psuma daka can't marry her, then she can't eat truma. But if you say no, since the father is a ger, she does not have kedushas Yisrael, she does not have kal, she's not called kal, it's only called sheris mitaisibur, but not kedusha, therefore she would be able to eat truma. So that's the shiloh. The shiloh is according to the blessing of Yaakov. So Toshima, come and bring your proof. Kiyosi rabacha bachinano, midroim, it came from the west. Midorim, from the south. Also, the Icy Mastisim Yoda came and brought a Mishnah with him, Raisa, that minayin ebtsuadaka koin. How do we know the case? If the kohen is a psuadaka, shenosa masgerim, that he married taka the daughter of a ger, and stama where the mother was a bas Yisrael, shemachila betruma, that she is a lari truma. So what do you see? That she's not called a kahal, and therefore the psuadaka is a lari marry a beheter, and therefore she does eat truma. Shenemar the pasuk says the kohen ki yikne nefesh kini kasva. Says an extra word nefesh here. The kohen when he buys, it just should have said the kohen kikne kinyan kasboy. What does it say the word nefesh for? So that's his diak that even such a nefesh could also eat truma. Is yoichel boy? Someone says leman. Who are we going according to? Eloi, mother Rabbi Yehuda, ma beim luchasase koi bein lab luchasase koi lo yochlo. Rabbi Yehuda, the shita was that he can't eat. She's called the kahal, and therefore psuadak is also to her. So Rabbi Yehuda, the shita was she doesn't eat truma. Vila Rabbi Yosi lo mali kro. According to Rabbi Yosi, pshita she eats truma. Homa ben v'jnasei koi, ben lab v'jnasei koi, ochlo. The Yosi shita was a monoshach. Whether the kohen is, it has kedusha or not, he's allowed to marry him. Because Rabbi Yosi shita is the kal gerim likri kal, and her bas ger is muta takuna. So what do you need a posik for? El alav Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. The chiddush is according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. That what? To him it's a chiddush. That even though a kohen is allowed to marry a bas gerim, where the mother was a Bas Yisrael, and only the father was a ger, a kohen is allowed to marry her. But the shiloh is though, what type of a kedusha does the kid have? Does it have a kedusha's kal or not? Ushmaminu from this pasuk it's Ramayim that sheiris yisusosnebo. She's only called a kosher a Jew. The ochlan she could eat truma because she's not called a kal Hashem. Therefore, there's no avera for the kohen psuadaka to live with her. Therefore, she's allowed to eat truma. Shmaminu, there was a good rabbi according to Blazer ben Yaakov. Lemaisa, she is allowed to eat truma. A kohen psuadaka is allowed to marry the daughter of a ger. If the mother was a bas Yisrael, he's allowed to marry a beheter, and therefore she's allowed to eat truma. If I learned like this, Rav.